This is VOA News via a modem, Tommy McNeil. North Korea's leader is praising his country's nuclear capability and warning about provocations. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says the test of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile confirms that his country has another reliable and maximum capacity weapon to contain outside threats. State media also reports that Kim warned the United States and its allies that their alleged provocative steps could lead to their self-destruction. Kim reportedly oversaw the launch of the missile. The regime's neighbors said they detected Friday's launch of an ICBM that showed a potential ability to reach anywhere in the United States. The launch was part of the North's ongoing barrage of missile tests. I'm Norman Hall.
A recent boost in titles for the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has proven crucial to shielding him from a U.S. lawsuit in the killing of a U.S.-based journalist. The Biden administration told a federal judge in Washington that Prince Mohammed's standing as prime minister means he has legal immunity from the lawsuit brought by the fiancé of the late journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The U.S. intelligence community says the Saudi Crown Prince approved the 2018 killing of the Washington Post columnist. And the Biden administration and many legal experts agree that the prime minister post conveys immunity from U.S. courts, but critics called the title change a cynical ploy to evade U.S. courts. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry has tested positive for COVID-19 at UN climate talks in Egypt. A spokeswoman says he is experiencing mild symptoms and continues to work by phone. The late Friday news comes as talks are headed into the weekend as the Friday deadline came and passed. A new draft decision from the Egyptian presidency came out Friday morning, half the size of Thursday's 20-page document that was criticized of being vague and bloated. This is VOA News. Ukraine's electricity grid chief is warning of hours-long power outages as Russia zeroed in on Ukraine's energy infrastructure with renewed artillery and missile attacks. Power supplies have been interrupted to as much as 40% of the population. The grid operator said Friday that outages could last for several hours, with freezing temperatures putting additional pressure on energy networks. Russian forces employed drones, rockets, heavy artillery, and warplanes and renewed attacks, killing at least six people. The mayor of Kyiv, however, warned that Ukrainians were only getting more determined to defeat Russian forces after losing heat, power, and water in freezing weather. Construction of the barbed-wired fence along Finland's long border with Russia will start early next year. That's amid concerns that the Nordic country over the changing security environment in Europe. EP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
In October, Finnish Prime Minister Sanna Marin said there was consensus among lawmakers to build a fence to cover parts of the border with Russia in a project that's estimated to cost nearly $400 million and scheduled to be completed by 2026. It will eventually extend to a maximum of 124 miles. It will be erected mainly in southeastern Finland, where most border traffic to and from Russia takes place. I'm Charles Duladesma.
WNBA star Brittany Griner this week began serving her 9-year sentence for drug possession at a Russian penal colony. She was transferred to a remote facility in Russian region known for its history of Soviet gulags. Griner was sent to the camp after a Russian court rejected her appeal. The lawyers say that she is at the IK2 women's colony of Mordovia, a region 350 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Human rights advocates say the camp houses mostly prisoners convicted of violent crimes. Griner's advocates are hoping that U.S. and Russian negotiators can come up with a prisoner exchange, including her. A rapidly intensifying flu season is straining U.S. hospitals already overburdened with patients sick from other respiratory infections. The government reported that more than half the states are reporting high or very high levels of flu, unusually high for this early in the season. This is happening when the children's hospitals are already dealing with a surge of illnesses from RSV. That's a common cause of cold-like symptoms that can be serious for infants and the elderly. And COVID-19 is still sending people to the hospital. One Atlanta ER doctor describes the mix as a viral jambalaya. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.